Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norley Simai, Seschus Vazivik V'Yakov Aaron Ben Rochel, V'Fu Shleim L'Aliyoh Ben Soro, L'Mordechai Ben Soro, L'Nishmas Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleim Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyoh Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Aaron Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. To share a thought that occurred to me and should make the process of achieving bitochen somewhat easier. Chavis Alavovis in the Shara Bitochen compares the Baal Bitochen to an alchemist. He says an alchemist has a formula for taking copper, which is a very cheap material, and transforming it into silver, and transforming silver into gold. So he has a very secure and lucrative business. Copper is cheap. He transposes copper, transforms copper to silver, silver to gold. That's what he knows how to do with his alchemist capabilities. And he says the Baal Bitochen has many advantages over the alchemist. One advantage, he says, is that the alchemist needs the raw materials. If he doesn't have the chishas, he can't turn it into silver. If he doesn't have silver, he can't turn it into gold. So he really is very dependent on having something, and otherwise he has no menuchas and nefesh, he has no hatzlocha because he needs the raw material. The Baal Bitochen is Loi Roisi Tzadik Nezo, the Zaru Mevakesh Lochem. The Baal Bitochen, he says, has everything. He says he doesn't need anything that might not be Benimtza. It's all there. It's all there. He has everything. He has Bitochen Hashem. Sounds like that in order to appreciate Bitochen, we need to appreciate the contrast between that and the alchemist. The alchemist needs raw material. The Baal Bitochen, he says he has it. He says he has it. It's Dorsha Hashem, that's what Yiras Hashem Kedoshim, Kemachsel Lireyot, Tvim Roshu Ma'eva, that's the passage he brings. Velo Dorsha Hashem, Lo Yachsel Uchotoiv. They won't be lacking anything. They have everything. What do you mean they have? They have Bitochen, but Lo Yachsel Uchotoiv. He won't be lacking anything. What does it mean? So it occurred to me that the reason for the moshel to the alchemist, what it adds, and what it means to the Kotev is as follows. It's all there. I want the chesed Hashem. The chesed's done. It's right here. I need money. The money's sitting right here. I need the refuah. The refuah is sitting right over here. I need the shidduch. The basherta is sitting right over here. It's here. It's not the pshat that it's in the distance, but if I have bitochen, Hashem will definitely provide it. No, it's more than that. It's right here. Dorshe Hashem lo yachsaru kol toiv. There's nothing lacking. So what's lacking? All I need is the base kibul. I need the ability to receive it. I have everything. The alchemist doesn't have the raw materials. If he doesn't have the raw materials, he's finished. I don't have that problem, the Baal Bitochen, because the raw materials are here. Everything is here. Lo yachsaru, he will not be lacking anything. It's right here in front of me. The shaila is, can I get it? Is it accessible? That's really the shaila. And it's accessible only through Davidus HaBitochen. When a person puts his trust in Hashem, so he creates a base kibul to be able to accept the Hatova and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give him. Not just that he wants to give him, that he gave him. If there's nothing choser, the Yeshua, the Parnosa, the Refuah, the Shidduch is here. It's just a question of being able to gather it in, to take it in. It's lo yachzeru kol toif. I just need the base kibul. The bitochen is the base kibul. The connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the base kibul. Sometimes I can't get it unless I can muster that bitochen. Now, what's the difference to the Baal Bitochen? What's the difference in the ease of developing bitochen? I think the difference is very pushing. If I know that Dorshe Hashem, the Baal Bitochen is lo yachsaru kol tov, he's not lacking anything. And if that means, like the alchemist doesn't have the raw material, Chavisal Baba says. If he doesn't have it, he can't do it. I have it. Lo yachsaru, it's here. So it's so much easier to have Bitochen. Then Bitochen becomes not the pshat that I'm waiting for Hashem, I'm trusting Hashem, he's going to do this great thing for me, he's going to provide this lack that I'm lacking. No, there is no lacking. All the Bitochen is going to do is that now I'm going to be able to access it. It's right here. The money is here, the refuah is here, the shidduch is here. I just have to access it. I have to create the base kibul. My Bitochen in Hashem says, okay, now you have the green light. Now you can access it because you trust in Hashem. You now have permission. You now have the ability to receive that which has already been prepared and delivered right here by your side for you to take. Now, I think that that certainly should make developing and maintaining and strengthening Bitochen a much easier avodah. And it occurred to me that that's really what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. We ask Hashem for das. Please give us seichel, give us insight, give us wisdom. Baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, you are the Mekor HaBrachos. What are you? The Chaynin Hadas. You graciously grant us, which means it's right here. That's what you do. You do it 24/7. That's your thing. You're a professional Chaynin Hadas. You're a professional Reitzev Yeshuva. You're a professional Chanun Amar Belisloyach. You're a professional Goel Yisroel. You're a professional Reifei Choylei Amo Yisroel. That's what you do. If that's the case, then it's done. You're here. You've done it. The refuah you prepared. It's just a question that I should be zeich. And the brocha, the request that I'm making in the Shemoneh Esrei, is to be able to be zeich, to strengthen myself, to strengthen my bitochon, to strengthen my connection with you, that I should be able to access that which already exists. But if I know that it exists, it creates a whole new access to the Midas HaBitochen. Because I'm not awaiting a miracle. I'm not awaiting. I need parnosa. I need something, a very serious thing in my business. I say, oh, you give fault. What has to happen? This, that, and the other thing till it happens. Say, oh, no, the Rebbeinu Shalom can do anything. That's true. But more than that, he did it. It's done. He's the Mevorech HaShonim constantly, 24/7. Mevorech Loshen Hoive. He's the Goel Yisroel. That's what he does. He's the Mishon Miftoch LaTzadikim. He is the one that Tzadikim lean on, that pillar to lean on, that Mishon, that Miftoch is right here now. He's the Bnei Yerushalayim. He's the Shomei HaTfilah. That's what he does. He did it. He's doing it. He does it constantly 24/7. So it means it's done. What do I need? I need to access it. And the Bitochen is the schus. The Bitochen is the koyach. The tefillah, the koyach. The Bitochen, the koyach. The Bitochen, which emanates from the tefillah, is the strong koyach that allows me to access, allows me to be mekabel, that which already exists. And that's the pshat. Dor she Hashem lo yachzeru kol tov, as opposed to the alchemist, he may be without his copper, and if we can't turn copper into silver and silver into gold. But I'm never without. What do you mean, never without? No, if I have Bitochen, I'm never without. The comparison is because I have it. Lo yachzeru. It's not choser, it's here. I believe if we could look at all of the tzoras that we have and to say that the revolution, the resolution is here. It's here. It's just a question of accessing it. It's just a question of kilishuoscho kivinu kol hayoyim, to waiting for it, to not giving up hope, to not losing focus, to not putting our focus on something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what it's about. And I think that could be such a siyua, such an assistant in developing the Midas HaBitochen, because it's right here. If it's far away, if it's complex, so then I have to go through the steps and say, it's far away, it's very complex, it needs a big miracle, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. Okay? But, you know, sometimes it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine that he's going to do it. It's so complicated. It's so difficult. It's like, no, he did it. He's the Roifei Choylei Amo Yisroel 24/7. He's the Mevorei Hashonim. He's the Shemei Atfila. What do you think he is? It's there. I have to access it. That's the difference between the Baal Bitochen and the alchemist, the Chavis HaAvoah says. The alchemist may not have the raw materials. We're never lacking anything. It's just a question of being zeichet to it. And I thought that might be a very helpful way to approach our tefillos, to approach our Shmon Esrei, to approach our problems. Imagine if I need money, but I know the money is being held in a trust account for me. Trust account. All I have to do is trust that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the account will be released. The same every other need and desire and chesaron in life. If I know it's in an account, it's in a trust account, it's here. All I have to do is to be able to, through my trust, to access it. I think it makes it a whole different level of dealing with and developing the Midas HaBitochen. And the truth of the matter is that even on a philosophical level, it really makes sense, because what Hashem has to untangle my business situation to help me. He doesn't have to untangle everything he does. It's done. Ki omar vayehi. So in reality, whatever has to be done is done. It's even philosophically, he has to untangle. Oh, he has to go provide. He has to go print the money for me. He has to go come up and invent a new refuah for this machlo or something. Gorisht. That's the way Hashem doesn't have to. There's no process. There's no due process. He doesn't have to process something. It means it's done. Ki omar vayehi, it's done. And if we realize that it's done, it's so much easier to trust that Hashem is actually going to give it to us. It's the difference between being right in front of me or being someplace far away, and hopefully Hashem will bring it close to us. So I thought that might be a little bit helpful in enhancing and developing Midas HaBitochen. And I don't think it's superfluous to say that as time goes on and we hear more and more of the insanity that goes on in this world, the Midas HaBitochen becomes more and more critical for us to survive this world. And if this can enhance that Midas HaBitochen, then it might be a very worthwhile insight, awareness, or even exercise to focus on. Thank you, and a good night.